as well. So yeah, I've run the gamut.
Well, we're going to put you in stitches when we get back, because we got plenty. So bad.
Wow.
It was so bad. I'm just going to leave. I'm sorry, everybody. Stick around for the next hour. Mike Clemens joining us and plenty more on, let's let Heather do it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 13.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at the White House, where Biden administration officials have just announced the president will meet with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, for the first time in a year. CBS News has confirmed they'll talk on the sidelines of an economic conference in San Francisco next Wednesday. CBS's Bo Erickson is in Washington.
One senior administration official predicted that the next year between the U.S. and China could be, quote, bumpy, as the U.S. and Taiwan both hold presidential elections. The U.S. officials said Mr. Biden will also address China's ramping up of military activities around Taiwan, which have been, quote, unprecedented, dangerous, and provocative.
It comes amid conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, and more than 9 months after the U.S. military shot down a Chinese spy balloon. In Gaza, Israeli forces are believed to have hit several hospitals, wounding and killing civilians, including children. The AP says thousands of Palestinians who'd been sheltering at the largest hospital, Shifa, fled during Israel's new daily four-hour humanitarian pause in fighting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have seen progress in addressing some of the very important concerns that we have and that so many share about protecting Palestinian civilians, about getting humanitarian assistance to them. But I also said that much more needs to be done.
Las Vegas hotels have been spared a strike. This morning, culinary workers settled up with Wynn, the last of the big three resorts to agree to a deal. The union's Ted Papa George.
In the end, these are partnerships. These companies, we're happy they're making a lot of money. We want them to do well, because if they do well, we can do well.
Public school teachers in Portland, Oregon have been on strike for a week and a half now. The school superintendent says both sides are still talking, but there's no word on whether there's been movement on any of the main issues, which include pay raises and smaller class sizes. Governors of three states in the South have now issued states of emergency for a growing wildfire threat from drought conditions. Russell Proctor is with Virginia's Department of Forestry.
Our fire acreage is going up because they are burning hot, faster, and they're definitely more hard to control right now.
States of emergency are also in effect in Kentucky and North Carolina. Akron, Ohio's making way for a new tribute to King James.
James drives on him, layup off the glass, banks it home. 40 points for James.
LeBron James Foundation says a museum will open this month in the NBA star's hometown, including a recreation of the apartment he grew up in. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Arts Council of Southwood County has announced their Christmas show. Terry Lee Goffey will portray Johnny Cash in A Johnny Cash Christmas on Thursday, December 14th. The show begins at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Goffey not only sounds like Johnny, he even looks and moves like Johnny. He's been a fan since about the age of 8, and he portrays Johnny Cash on stage like an actor in a play. You can purchase tickets at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787. Love, Inc. will be hosting a bake sale in the North and South lobbies prior to the performance. The Stevens Point Area High School has SpongeBob the Musical on the Spash Auditorium stage this weekend. They opened last night and the audience was impressed with their wonderful performance. Shows continue Friday and Saturday nights at 7 p.m. You can purchase tickets at the door. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 40 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, mainly cloudy. More clouds than sun tomorrow, 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 9:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning, all.
And we're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to get into a little bit of entertainment news in a little bit, some good stories of the day, local veterans events going on, and of course, some That Ain't Right stories. And talking with us right now, we're going to talk some sports with our good friend Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning.
I've been entertained by sports this week, have you?
Yeah. Mike, I mentioned it. We got a That Ain't Right story coming up. You and I are going to be talking about a That Ain't Right story sort of to kick things off here. Because, yeah, I starting off on Monday, that news broke, and my first thought was, I cannot wait to talk to Mike. I cannot wait to see what Mike's got on this one. Let's talk.
Well, it's taken a while to gather some of the backstory, and it helps that it just happens to be the week that the baseball general managers are meeting in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the story is coming out. But, no, you're right. When this thing broke, you know, a year ago, James, if someone had said to me, okay, the top sports stories in Wisconsin next year in 2023 are going to be Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, right. And next you're going to tell me Craig Counsell goes to the Cubs.
Right. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a weird year. It's been a weird year, everybody. One of the things that I think stands out from this, of course, is the team that he went to. I think a lot of people were okay with him going into retirement, going into maybe another team. Heck, he could have gone to the White Sox, and I think it would have been somewhat okay. But given the team that he went to, Mike, what are you hearing from behind the scenes? What are you hearing of what developed and made this all come about and happen?
No, I'm with you. When I first heard this, it's like, there's 29 other teams, Craig. This is the last one you were supposed to pick. So my timeline is this. I covered several Brewers games this summer for our station, and it had been a couple of years, maybe since the COVID, that I'd covered that many at the ballpark. And I asked some of the beat guys that are friends of mine, I said, so what's going on with Craig right now? And they said, well, his contract's up at the end of the year. He's a little tight. He's, you know, it feels like he's getting a little burned out. He's got a couple of kids left in high school in Whitefish Bay, north of Milwaukee. One's going to Minnesota, but it's like, he's 53, and he's just wondering maybe he should take a break for a while and be with the kids. Like, well, you know, you can get forgotten pretty quick if you take off a couple of years, you know, in this business. But this, now, respectfully, he was asked a couple times during the season, Craig, you know, your contract's up at the end of the year. Is there any news on that? He goes, no, listen, we're focused on this series right now, this summer, trying to get to a World Series. I got all I can handle right now. When the season's over with, you know, I'll turn and focus on that. Fair enough. Fair enough question. Mm. And then, you know, he loses Brandon Woodruff, and there's other injuries and all kinds of drama. And Matt Arnold, you know, it brings them, though, a bunch of four or five pretty good players just for the trade deadline. They win the division, but they're one and done to Arizona, which ends up going to the World Series anyway. The night that that series was over, Council, I'm sure, got very emotional with his team in the clubhouse. The most emotional I'd seen Craig in a while, actually, was the day a few days before when he had announced that Brandon Woodruff had another setback with that shoulder, and now the surgery he's going to have is probably going to take him out for the next year. But at the press conference, which turned out to be his last as the Brewers, he was kind of upbeat. He said, you know, I just told those guys in that clubhouse, look around, because this is the kind of team that you always want to be on, wherever you want to go. I paid them that compliment. Okay, then he gets out, and I'm watching him. I followed him across the hallway from the media auditorium into the clubhouse where he's starting to say goodbye to some more players and going up and down the hallways and saying, okay, you know, have a great season, whatever. And Antanasio is following him around like a poodle. I mean, like a groupie, you know, and it's, I mean, following him around. You know, it was strange. It was strange. So now we go into this thing where now the dust settles. The Mets, who spent $350 million on their payroll and have a horrible season, they clean house, manager, GM, and they hired David Stearns, the former Brewers general manager that worked with Craig for 7 years. And then right away the New York Post had saying, oh, hey, look, here it goes. You know, Craig Council is going to be free. Maybe he's coming there. From Mark Antanasio's standpoint, he's like, all right, I know that we're underpaying him. He's only getting $3.5 million. We, you know, we'll give him permission to talk to the Mets. Go, sure, fine. Set the market. We understand. And then we'll match that because they figure everything's all good. We'll get him back here and pay him what the market is. All the while, Craig Council wanted to go to the Cubs. Why? Because he saw a guy like Tom Ricketts, who's now 57, buy the Cubs in 2009 and build up Wrigleyville, to which guys like Mark Murphy have watched, and other teams like in the NFL, like what the Cubs did with their real estate down there, to build things like Titletown and the Star in Dallas and da-da-da. And then he saw him, you know, get Theo Epstein from the Red Sox and brought him to Chicago, and then start putting together a roster, and then hire a great manager like Joe Men to come, you know, into the cold and coach those guys all the way to a World Series. But then at the end of the day, what else has happened, and Council has seen this, is you remember when the movie Moneyball came out in 2011? And it talked about the sabermetrics and the analytics. That stuff is all true. I mean, Brad Pitt put that movie out as it was actually happening, to where baseball, they would take these GMs that did the sabermetric stuff, and the managers, they weren't really managing games anymore. They were just following the numbers. So the GMs started getting paid. They're really the hot commodities, while the managers, like a guy like Council, were sitting there at 3.5. So he gets this. He sees what the Ricketts have done. They won their World Series. Then they had to rebuild, and they brought in David Ross, the former catcher. But, you know, there was that one night where I was covering Cubs at Brewers at American Family Field, and the Cubs lost a close one, a couple of controversial calls from the refs, from the umps. But on top of that, David Ross goes into this rant about he swears that the Brewers are open and closing the roof just to distract his players.
Remember that.
I mean, he sounded nuts. And I had that video. I took that video for our company. I started getting calls from Chicago TV stations because that thing went wild. I mean, he looked where you got calm, cool, winner, you know, Craig Council. You got David Ross looking a little nuts there. So, yeah, you know, Council talked to David Stearns, but Stearns said, you know, I got kind of a cold reading on him. I didn't really know, you know, what he wanted. All the while, on November 1st, the Cubs call Council's agent, and it's like, guess what? This is where our guy actually wants to go. He likes everything you've done with your organization. And he thinks that you will give him the tools to get to where he wants to, and that's a World Series. And when you look at Mark Antanasio, he's out on that team now for 20 years. He bought it for $225 million. It's worth $1.4 billion. And I understand that baseball guys complain about they're in small markets and they're in a league that doesn't have a salary cap, but somehow Mark Murphy built a title town. You know, it went from Favre to Rodgers. They did win a Super Bowl. They went to the playoffs regularly. He's got revenue. Now he's got the draft coming in. I mean, those are the. And what has AmFam Field done? They're asking the state for more money.
I was gonna. I'm so glad you teed this up, Mike, because I was gonna ask. You've had two teams, you know, with Green Bay, Milwaukee, both winning championships. While Green Bay's last championship was a while ago, there's still that winning vibe in Green Bay and the number of championships. It's title town, for God's sake. Do you think that something like this, along with all of that history, puts a fire in the Brewers organization and gets them to really maybe this is the shift that they needed, the wake up that they needed?
Well, you know, imagine now, in Council's time, he's looked across the street and watched the hedge fund owners from New York, in a league that has a salary cap, come into Milwaukee, build a new stadium, get a new staff. Yes, Giannis had already been drafted, great potential there, but get to a championship, which Milwaukee had in 50 years, all in the same time while Craig is going year after year after year with the Brewers. Mark buys that team, as I said, for $225. It's now worth $1.4 billion, and yet he just can't quite seem to... I mean, you know, he's a banker. When you go to Vegas, you gotta be competitive. You gotta gamble. Mm-hmm. You gotta put money down on the craps table. There's no salary cap out there, you know, and that's how you win. And so I got in on this teleconference that they sort of slapped together after the news came out. And you're listening, and Mark is calling in from California. And so, all right, we settle down, and okay, the first question goes to, and it was, you know, Todd from the Journal Sentinel, the lead beat guy. Well, Mark, you know, tell us, what is your reaction to this news that Craig is now going to go to the Cubs? And you can hear the paper rustle, and Mark go, listen, we have over 400 employees here at the Brewers. We have donated millions of dollars to the community. And he goes, he's reading off a talking point sheet.
Wow.
He just lost Craig Counsell. Yeah. What's your reaction?
Yeah,
and he goes on and on, as if he's using his notes to talk to the state about why this...
Right, state of the union address or something. Mm-hmm.
And it takes like three or four questions before someone finally says, you know, Mark, getting back to your first question, I mean, what happened? And he says, you know, I when he told me he's going to the Cubs, I said, are you messing with me? And then it got a little emotional, where he said, okay, well, if he doesn't need us anymore, then we don't need him anymore, and we're going to be fine. But then look at the moves he's made. Re-sign all the assistants so they don't go to Chicago. Maybe we'll talk to Pat Murphy, you know, the bench coach, and see if we can hang on to him. And it's like, dude, you know, Pat Murphy is 65. He's a close... When Council was playing at Notre Dame, he was his coach. Okay.
Wow.
And if he goes to Chicago, whatever. Now, maybe Pat will say, well, gee, if we're keeping the gang here, and this would be my chance to be a Major League Baseball manager. Mm. Okay, great guy, great baseball guy. But what kind of aggressive move is that?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Council's looking at. He knows it's going to be a rebuild with that roster.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Brandon Woodruff, I mean, he got emotional announcing that Woodruff was going to have the surgery again.
Mm-hmm.
That was very emotional for him. But now he's out for a year. Who wants... I don't know if they could attract that new, young, aggressive manager that the franchise probably could use in that small market.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, he's being conservative. He's holding in, hold on to the coaches, redo the roster. You know, it's... Mark Antanasio's nice guy. People like working for him. But you're only going to, it's sort of like the senator with the Bucks. You're only going to get to go so far.
Yeah.
Well, and just it was recently reported that during the GM meetings that, yeah, the Brewers, everyone is on the table right now.
Yeah.
All the players are on the table for moves. So it really sounds like they're entering rebuild mode.
That Mark Canad trade, you know, they bring in this veteran. They could have renewed him.
Yeah.
Instead, they traded him to Detroit for a kid.
For a
prospect.
I didn't. So with all this going on, Mike, is there anything you're hearing from behind the scenes of who the next manager might be?
No. I have not heard anything in terms of other candidates that they're bringing in. They're just, you know, instead of being aggressive, to me, they're batting down the hatches, you know, keeping them within, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Wow.
And I don't know how that's going to attract, I don't know how that's going to have Matt Arnold put together you know, a winning roster.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking with Mike Clemens, talking some sports with Mike, and I know, getting you out here on this, Mike, I know this weekend you're covering the Packers at Steelers game. What are you looking for in this game?
You will see a, you know, I mean, Matt LaFleur comes right away and warns you about the defense. And to be sure, T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith is their strong side linebacker. Cam Hayward, although he's a little nicked up, he's their defensive end. Patrick Peterson, a defensive back. So the Steelers' defense is, you know, I heard some guy in Pittsburgh, you know, write it and call it, you know, bend, don't break. When you look at their numbers, they can't get off the field on third down. They're ranked one of the last. But in terms of points allowed, they're near the top. So I asked LaFleur, I said, is that just like a journalism thing? Or do you, he's, Ben, don't break. Is that one of those like sports guy? He says, no. He says, if you're not letting people in the end zone, yeah, there's such a defense where you're dropping safeties. You know, you're protecting the red zone and you let that come underneath. What he probably didn't say is, you know what? Mike Tomlin's a really good coach. He's been at this now since 2007. I wasn't even in the NFL then. And they're trying to help out their quarterback by saying, you know what? We'll let the defense run the game. We'll let the defense run. So, you know, keep them on the field and keep things in control. And then at the last minute, you know, throttle up and give Kenny Pickett a chance to go out there and make some plays. They got George Pickens, who only had one catch. A little angry about that, he tweeted out, free me. But the running back, Najee Harris, you know, and Jaylen Warren, they let him run free against the Titans last week. That's, look out for number 30, their running back.
Yeah.
And that's the way they're playing it. The stat of the week, the Green Bay Packers have not won in Pittsburgh since 1970.
Whoa.
Our star was still the quarterback.
Oh.
Ray Nitschke still on there. This is a couple of years after Lombardi had left. And Phil Bengston, who was Lombardi's defensive coach during the glory years, was still hanging on. I think he got fired after this. But here's the deal. So Bart, it wins, I think it was like 20-12. I looked it up. And the Steelers had a new young quarterback under Chuck Knoll, who threw 20 passes that day, only completed three. Through four picks, and his name was Terry Bradshaw.
Wow. Well, that is awesome. Mike, you're the best. We appreciate you so much, man. Thanks so much for joining us. You have safe travels this weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Mike Clemens talking sports with us. Oh, I love talking to
you. That was good.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a little entertainment right here on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family. Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
High of 40 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, mainly cloudy. More clouds than sun, tomorrow 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my life was filled with rain.
Welcome back, everyone.
Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain.
Morning show at WFHR.
And the bright days are here.
Gotta let this go.
My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
Such a good song.
It's not going to be sunny outside. We'll make it sunny in here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll make our own sunshine around here. Yeah. Morning show here. Seth and James with you. Diving into a little bit of entertainment news. But again, a big shout out to Mike Clemens. Mm-hmm. That was great having
good
him
stuff.
Join. That's the kind of insight reporting you don't get anywhere else,
nope.
Man. I appreciate Mike. So we're going to start things with Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon has given up bacon.
What?
Dun, dun, dun. Kevin Bacon, we need sound effects. Kevin Bacon has officially sworn off bacon and a few other foods. He says, quote, "I no longer eat goat and I no longer eat pig because I have goats and I have pigs." My wife is like, "We can't get any more animals because you're going to stop eating everything." He adds, quote, "I love animals. They are a joy to be around, and they're very, very, very calming for me. But we also really love to go into the garden and get fresh herbs and tomatoes or basil, pepper, zucchini, this kind of stuff." there's a great video going around of Kevin Bacon getting a little footloose to celebrate the end of the actor's strike, doing some dancing and everything.
Yeah,
well played, sir.
That was good.
There are a few people handling semi-retirement better than Kevin Bacon.
You know, he is... Is he the most un-movie star?
It's one of them.
He really seems that way. He's got a garden. And his house. Yeah. That's like, okay. That's
you know another one? Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
Another one. If you didn't know who Tommy Lee Jones was and you ran into him, and like the way he handles himself, mm-hmm. the way that he is in interview, yeah, just a very, very...
Just a guy.
Just a person. Just a human being. I love that story, though. I like that. I found it interesting because I read the headline and you think immediately, oh, he's gone vegan or something like that. No, he
doesn't want to eat his pets, in other words.
He doesn't want to eat his pets. I get that. I find that relatable.
I can understand.
I feel like that's very relatable.
And very honest, too. I love it.
Speaking of honest, there was a poll in 2021 that said 46% of U.S. adults would support The Rock if he ran for president. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Not bad.
And that apparently opened a floodgate. On Trevor Noah's Spotify podcast, What Now?, The Rock said political parties started courting him after that, and they still are.
Oh, no.
He didn't name any parties, but, I mean, there's only two. Come on. He said parties. He didn't say party.
Yeah, I'm guessing they both approached him and are apparently continuing.
You could throw the Libertarian Party in there, I suppose,
too. Smaller so parties, I suppose.
One,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
Still. Quote, "I was really blown away, and I was really honored by the poll. I'll share this little bit with you. At the end of the year in 2022, I got a visit from the parties asking me if I was going to run and if I could run. It was one after the other, and they brought up the poll, and they also brought up their own deep dive research that would prove that I should never go down that road. If I should ever go down that road, I'd be a real contender." He added, quote, "My goal has never been to be in politics. As a matter of fact, there's a lot about politics that I hate."
Well,
sounds like
I was going to say,
sounds like a lot of our politicians running right now.
At least he's honest about it.
Yeah. Now, first off, he would blow people away. Like he would also be distracting.
I think you're right.
Is he going to maybe bring more people's attention to politics and young people in that?
Possibly, yeah.
But I'll say this. I think that like if you're a party and you're looking at him and you're like, oh, we can bring this younger audience to our group. First off, younger people already care. Mm-hmm. Younger people are already coming out in droves and in record numbers to vote.
Even the last election this week, we've heard a lot about the young people coming out. Yeah.
And regardless of how your feelings of Trump are, he has been a distraction. He has not been in the debates. He has not been invited to the debates. Mm-mm. He's even in this last one, he had his own little side debate going on, which was so sad. the amount of people that showed up compared to other times and this stuff and everything, that ship is fading, man. It's fading bad. You want to sell that stock now, real quick, before it's in pinstripes. When it comes to that kind of, we've seen how distracting he has been to the party. When, yes, is he running technically? Yes.
Yeah.
But nobody knows if he'll even be legally able to run,
It's all up in the air, yeah.
By the time the Iowa caucuses come around, who knows, even, let alone once we get to 2024. So there's that distraction. He's a distraction. What would The Rock be to this?
Can you
regardless
match?
Of what party he's on and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really, I feel like that's going, even, and nothing against The Rock. This has nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. I'm talking more about his fame and what he brings to the table. I have no idea his political affiliations or anything like that. And to be honest, I don't care. It's not my business. I don't care who he votes for. It's not my business.
If he wants to share them, that's up to him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to. He's not under no obligation to do that. Yeah.
I feel like this takes us the wrong direction. I feel like we've been going the wrong direction for quite a while now. I've asked all of our representatives that have joined us. I've asked Congressman Kine and Senator Teston. Do you think that you should have to go to school for this? Do you think you should have to go to school to be a politician? I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. I'm asking the question because I feel like it needs to be asked. We got people running for office, and we got people who've won offices who can't even name the three branches of government, man.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be some requirement for this? I'm not saying who can run.
Right.
Everybody should be, as far as the, being 35, being an American citizen, et cetera,
et cetera. What is, as it's listed in the Constitution,
I ain't looking to change that.
Right.
But I do feel like there should be some standards here. Not just, hey, I'm popular, I'm famous, or I'm semi-famous. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, and I'm a former football coach, and I'm going to go ahead and run for office in the South, and I'm going to win just because I'm a former football coach.
Right,
not because of anybody even understands anything that I'm saying. Even I under Tommy Tuberville don't know a damn thing about politics, man. Nothing. I got a nephew that knows more at the age of 10 than that guy.
Right, right.
So nothing against The Rock, but I don't know if we necessarily need to be going that direction. Regardless, though, I don't know if that's the direction we're going to go.
Yeah.
Whether we want to or not, I'm not
sure. It'll be interesting to see. It really will.
Look at what's new on your small screen and big screen this weekend.
Okay.
Tonight on ABC, After the Blast, The Will to Survive, ABC correspondent Bob Woodruff returns to the site of the roadside bombing that almost took his life in 2006.
Ooh.
Should be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Friday on Amazon, the series premiere of 007 Road to a Million, a James Bond-themed reality show featuring Brian Cox. I have not heard of that yet. That's the first
weird.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for SNL this weekend. Timothy Chalamet is hosting.
Ooh.
Boy Genius is the musical guest. I cannot wait to see him on SNL. He's great on there. He's been on there before. He's a very, very... I didn't know his acting that well until I saw him on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
He blew me away. This kid, I really have high hopes for him. He's very, very good.
He's doing all right, actually. He's doing all right. Yeah. He's been in some big projects.
Seemed to have his feet on the ground.
Yep.
He brought his mom to the Oscars as a date and stuff.
That's always
a good sign. That's always a good sign. And Sunday Night Football on NBC this weekend, Las Vegas Raiders versus the New York Jets. How many viewers is that going to get?
Oh, really?
Is it any better than last night's game against Carolina and Chicago? I mean, I don't know. They really have not been having a lot of good primetime games this year.
Okay, I've been seeing ads in football games about how Amazon Web Services, we have gone through so many things to make this thing. This is what you guys came up with?
Yeah.
Really?
It's rough.
Okay. It's rough. You think it's better than, I don't know.
Yeah. And really only one movie hitting theaters this weekend, and it's a big one, The Marvels, rated PG-13.
All right.
Brie Larson returns along with Teyonah Parris and Iman Vellani. Mm-hmm.
I think that's right.
You got Samuel L. Jackson in this one.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the next in the Marvel phase, which is, I think, really interesting to have the Loki series season end, or possibly series end.
Wrapping
up, at least, and then going right into the movies right here.
Yeah.
What's just as interesting to me is how quickly Kevin Feige got this cast out there to start promoting it as soon as that actor strike ended. The ink was not even dry, and Brie Larson was doing interviews, man.
Yeah.
Like, they knew about this right away. Like, get out there, promote the movie, promote the movie. Brie, forget about your hair. Don't worry about doing your hair. Just get out there and promote the movie. Promote.
Yeah.
Marvel needs a hit. Marvel needs a hit. There's no getting around it. You and I are both Marvel guys. We love Marvel. We're going to watch this movie no matter what.
Yep.
But they need a hit.
Yeah, they do. And I'm hoping it's better. And because as much as, like you said, we're biased about it. I mean, we're not going to say a movie's good if we didn't think it was. And I've been disappointed with a couple of them recently. I just don't think they're as good as they have been in the past. So
they really hit the mark with Endgame. And it they've had good movies and TV shows since then, certainly. But I don't feel like they have kept that energy going, the momentum going, or anything.
And to be fair, it's hard. They're doing something that's really unprecedented. So maybe they can, what they've shown is they've learned from a lot of this stuff, of their missteps and things. And I hope they can still do that. I mean, you get to a certain point, you may not be able to, but here's hoping they do.
Regardless, one way or the other, what they've done is unprecedented.
They've
kept that momentum going for over 10 years, from the first Iron Man to... I mean, we've never seen anything like that, taking a genre that was dead and turning it into that.
Yep.
Like, nobody was acting in action movies or in superhero movies. Nobody was fighting for these roles. Now everybody wants to be in these. DC, Marvel, whatever. Yep. They just want to be a superhero.
You got it.
It's pretty remarkable what they've done, regardless of where it goes from here.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll get to the State and Melissa news, and we'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for help locating black bear dens throughout the state. They're studying bear reproduction rates to update their estimates and improve the accuracy of the number of bears in the state. Researchers are also investigating a possible connection between the consumption of human food by bears and bear reproduction success. Diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. The long-awaited opening of the Up North Brewing Company in Nakusa happens tomorrow. They're opening on Saturday with special guests. Four United States Air Force veterans will open the doors at 11:11 on Saturday. The new brewery will have four of their own beers on tap and a variety of guest taps as well. Veteran-owned business Purple Basil Food Truck will be on site from 11:30 to 2 for the brewery's grand opening. The Up North Brewery Company is located at 304 Matterhorn Trail in Nakusa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field at Camp Randall Stadium for the final time this season. Celebrate Senior Day with Wisconsin football on November 18th by securing your tickets today. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 40 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, mainly cloudy. More clouds than sun tomorrow, 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Little Billy Joel playing us in.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad at all. We don't get to do this very often, but we're going to dive into a little bit of science.
Science!
She blinded me with science.
Science Friday. Oh, wait, yes. I think that's been taken.
Maybe all right. Science Friday morning.
There you go.
We might need a leap minute soon.
A leap minute?
Yeah. Atomic clocks and ones based on Earth's orbit vary slightly. So we've been adding leap seconds every few years since 1972.
Ooh, okay.
But some experts want to start doing leap minutes instead every 50 years or so. 2024 is a leap year, but that's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting to think of.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating.
And all that going on, and we don't even know. We don't even know. We don't even think about it. Like, I mean, this is common. I shouldn't say common knowledge. The information is out there for everybody. Mm-hmm. They don't hide this stuff or anything. But it's one of those things like, hey, did you guys feel that? I think they added that second.
Something strange. I feel a disturbance in the force
my
or
phone
something.
Off by a second? Is my phone? We don't notice these things.
Of course not.
But it's something to that, to the science of it, mm-hmm. where it's very, very important to our Earth's orbit.
Yes, it is.
It's quite interesting.
And it's not exact. And we have to remember that, too, that it's not exactly 24 hours, everybody.
Yeah.
And no, it's not exactly 24
hours. Right. Yes, exactly. There's one more thing I wanted to mention. NASA announced that Saturn will lose its rings in 2025. Don't worry, they'll be back. Because of Saturn's orbit, we'll be seeing them from the side.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll be on the edge and just look like they've disappeared.
So it'll look like, wow, that's cool.
It's like me when I'm standing facing you with my shoulders facing you, and then when I turn to the side.
He disappears. He's just gone.
I'm just too darn skinny, people. I'm just too... And it's a little like that. It's almost an optical illusion kind of thing.
Exactly, because you're looking right at it, and it looks like they're... That's fascinating. I hope they get some good pictures of that, because just to see Saturn by itself without its rings would be really interesting.
It's so cool to me when you get those close-ups of the rings themselves and how that's all just debris. Mm-hmm. It's all just like, as kids, we think, oh, it's this actual physical ring.
Right, like you could walk on, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah. And like, as you grow, oh, wow, that's no, what you it can't. Really is. No. And it's actually even more interesting than what we thought as kids.
Absolutely.
It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
I think most of us have heard of wine tours and farm tours.
Sure.
There's beer tours that you can do. Mm-hmm. Kentucky has a bourbon trail that's interesting.
Makes sense, yeah.
And now South Carolina wants to get into the mix.
Oh, no.
With a mayonnaise trail. That sounds like the worst trail.
I was going to say, that is not the James Trail. That's for sure. No. He's going to avoid that one.
There's,
mayonnaise trail.
I mean,
wow.
That's a horrible one. If you're a mayonnaise fanatic, you know Duke's, especially if you're in the South.
Uh-huh,
the brand has created was created by Eugenia Duke in Greenville, South Carolina, more than 100 years ago.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
I didn't either. Yeah, it has a big following there, too. Now, Greenville has an unofficial mayo guide, which includes 20 stops showcasing mayonnaise in different ways. There are 6 snack spots and 14 must-haves and 4 historical stops celebrating Dukes.
Oh, okay.
The trail itself is a self-guided tour, so you can hit it up, the featured places, wherever you like.
Mm-hmm.
Since, 20 mayonnaise dishes is a lot for one day, I would think.
That would be a bit much.
The trail also seems open-ended like the Bourbon Trail. As long as the places offer these dishes, you'll be able to do it. So you don't have to cancel your Thanksgiving plans to squeeze in an emergency trip to South Carolina.
I would hope not. I would hope not.
You can find out more about this at visitgreensvillesc.com. Visitgreensvillesc.com. I know you and I have talked about the Carolinas a bit. You got your parents out that way?
They do. Yep. They're in that. They're in a different – Greenville's in the other side of the state, I think, from where they are. But Duke's makes other things too. They make like barbecue sauce and other condiments and stuff. It's very good stuff. I didn't know they were out of South Carolina, and they've been around for so long. Wow, I didn't know that. But yeah, you go to a store in South Carolina, there's Duke's. You're going to find it in the condiment aisle. Yeah.
You mentioned the thing that I think of with the Carolinas, because I spent just a couple months out there and loved it. Some of the most beautiful I've ever seen. The barbecue out there. They were really into the barbecue out there.
And, I don't know if people know this. You know, you go to different parts of the country and the barbecue is different because they do different spices and stuff. South Carolina's barbecue is a little bit, is known more for its tanginess.
Yes.
Because they use mustard as kind of one of the bases for their barbecue sauce. And that's what makes it different. But I agree. I like it. I like their barbecue a lot.
The heated argument between North and South Carolina about their barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
It's just as intense as any in the whole country.
Yeah.
I used to think it was Kansas City, that Kansas City had the most like about this as far as like the way they were about their barbecue sauce. Yep. No.
You get a local place. I mean, you can go down to Texas, in Tennessee, you got places. Yeah, no, it's all, they're very proud of their barbecue.
there's a handful of spots that's one of those things. You go there, that's what you're having.
Yeah, you're going to have this right now.
You're trying the barbecue.
And the mayonnaise.
Yes. again, some beautiful country. I could think of a billion things I'd rather do in the Carolinas than that.
Yeah.
And if you thought that was a That Ain't Right story, we got a doozy for you coming up. Got a That Ain't Right story coming up, along with some local Veterans Day events we'll touch on. Also get into our schedule for the weekend and plenty more coming up. It's the Morning Show with James and Seth right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 40 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 25 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Seth and James back with you. Morning show on WFHR. Can't think of a better way to wrap up the week.
Oh,
do
man.
Our last segment. A little Prince playing us in.
It's Royal Badness.
Mm, she came in through the outdoor.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love this.
Mr. McGee. He told me several times that he didn't like my kind, 'cause I was a bit too leisurely.
The idea of Prince working at a Five and Dime.
I love the idea.
Just in the little uniform and the vest or whatever. It's just like, that feels so weird.
But the Prince we know now. Yeah, like, exactly. But that Prince working a Five and Dime. And how can I help you? What would you like today? Our specials today are just very, very quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Our
specials today are very, very purple. Prince at a Five and Dime. That might be that ain't right story, but yeah, I got one better than that.
All right,
Dior, the famous perfume.
Yeah,
the long time fame. I mean, been around
fashion icon, yes, right? Yes. Yeah,
been around longer than we've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just every a lot of these companies try to do new and different things to reach new markets and new audiences. A lot of our perfumes have gone the route of selling cologne to men, and a lot of men's colognes are selling it to women. So you're seeing a lot of this going on. Dior says, oh, no, we got something even better than that. Dior is now selling perfume for babies.
What?
Yeah. It's called Bonnet Laton. Or Lucky Stars in French.
Oh, gosh.
They say it has tender and fruity notes.
Tender and fruity. Wait a minute. Tender?
Great. So another thing that babies want to eat. That they shouldn't.
Yeah, but wait. Tender isn't an odor?
They're making stuff up.
They are.
If this sounds like something you'd only see in 2023, it actually is. it actually isn't, though. It's a relaunch of a baby perfume Dior originally sold way back in 1970.
Really?
They launched their Baby Dior fashion line in 67 and started selling a perfume for babies 3 years later. It got discontinued after it apparently didn't sell well. Well, shocking. but maybe there's a market now for it, I guess, because what?
You going to try it 50 years later and think it's going to work now or something? I don't know.
Way to really reinvent the wheel there. If you've got a fancy baby with expensive taste, get ready to pay up each tiny bottle. $230.
What the what?
What? Like what? They're also selling a 115 for 115 a moisturizer, $95 for a cleansing lotion.
Well, let me go rush out and buy that instead.
Because mom and dads right now in this day and age, they got plenty of money to burn. If there's one thing we know about parents, it's they got plenty of money to burn.
Okay.
What are we doing?
This seems to be. I don't get it. Okay. One of the things. Okay. Everyone who's had a child, take care of a baby. There's that baby smell. That's one of the most glorious smells on this earth.
Yes.
Why would you cover that up?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, that's a great point, man. That's a great point.
Man, no. It's going to fail again. It's going to fail again.
When I'm not a big fashion guy. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. You look at me. And I'm not a big name brand guy, but I do love my Adidas. I'm a big Adidas guy. I've always worn Adidas. Wear a lot of Adidas. When my son was born, one of my dreams was, I'm going to get him a pair of Adidas. I'm going to get a pair of the classic white Adidas with the black stripes.
There you go.
I cannot wait to do this. My little man's going to be looking good. And I went and did it. I went and spent, I think, $45-$50 on these shoes or whatever.
Little baby shoes.
For my little guy. For my little guy and everything. 2 weeks they lasted.
Yep.
Barely 2 weeks. I think they might have been a day or two shy of 2 weeks. And he never wore them again.
Nope.
And I learned right in that moment, I am not doing this ever again.
Don't ever do that with baby shoes or anything that. No, they grow too fast.
This is not the same thing, but I mean, it's a little similar to me. It's a little similar. You know what would be even better? First off, listening to Seth and letting your baby's just natural smell be.
Yeah.
Maybe putting that $230 into a college fund. Something like that.
Something. Anything.
Literally.
More other than that.
Literally, if you took the $230, put it into single bills, and just threw it up in the air in front of your child and made them laugh, that would be a better use of that money than spending $230 on a perfume for your baby.
You know, I think we need to make a list of certain items that if you buy, you have entirely too much money, and you need to be divested of that money, because you do not know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to take all your money, but we're taking some. We're taking some. We're putting in
something
the charities.
More useful. Yeah, exactly.
We're putting in the charities. Yes, yes. If you're not going to be smart enough to do it, we're doing it.
We're
going to
help you. We're going to help you with that.
I have become a hypocrite. I have always said that I'm never going to tell people what to do with their money. They earned it. It's theirs. I've changed my mind.
If you're going to spend it on that, no, sorry, no, thanks, not with you.
Thanks a lot, Dior. You've completely ruined me. Turned me into a hypocrite because now I completely changed my mind on this. I'm just going to be standing there in line. For at Dior and whatever, you know, or online or something.
Right.
Have like a catch. Like if you're buying any of their products, fine. But if you're buying that, then you automatically. That $230 you're spending, that you're also spending another $230 that's going to a nonprofit.
Exactly.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I need a palate cleanser. And I think I think we can all use one right now. That is just, that ain't right, man. That's one of our time. We're getting a lot of these big banger that ain't right stories.
We are indeed.
Let's take a look at our schedule. Got some good stuff on the radio dial for you this afternoon. Join us from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. One more for the week. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to it. We got a good one set up for you, everybody. Coming up in the first one at 3 o'clock, it's a two-parter kind of.
Oh,
we're gonna spend the first part of it talking with our friend Bob about the Association of All Handicapped Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group that we don't get to talk to nearly enough air. Looking forward to that.
Good.
And we'll wrap up with Mike Barnes talking about the winter farmers market.
Yeah,
looking forward to that. That's gonna be fun.
Yep.
And in part two, our good friend Stephanie Hartman, executive director of Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, is gonna join us.
Oh, very nice.
Got a billion things going on over
there.
They do. We're gonna cover as many of them as we can.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna tell you all about them and looking forward to that. Of course, great stuff on our weekend dial for you. It kicks off on Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Sunshine Polka Show.
That's right.
Join our guy, Tim Hubble, for the greatest mm-hmm. show you'll ever hear.
He just keeps cranking them out, and we love him for it.
Scours,
just keep them coming, man.
Scours the universe mm-hmm. looking for great polka for you. Join Tim every Saturday morning at 7 for the mm-hmm. Sunshine Polka Show. Terry talks nutrition after that at 8.
Yep.
Was actually talking to Katrina this week, and her and Steven were on a field trip, if you will. with Terry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's something that he set up and everything.
Nice.
We'll talk more about that when they join us next time.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a lot of fun to hear about how that went.
Very cool.
And Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon. Be sure to join my man Seth for that.
Join me.
And spread the word about that show, everybody.
Please
we love
do.
That show.
Yeah.
The only way we can keep that show is if we keep getting callers.
Yes, we need callers. Come bring them on, everyone. I will take them.
Looking at our, let's just keep with this schedule. Saturday, or I should say, looking at our sports schedule, today, 7 o'clock, Wisconsin men's hockey basketball hosting Tennessee.
Mm.
That'll be right here at WFHR. Our pregame starts at 7.
Yep.
On our sister station, WIRI, at 6:59, our pregame kicks off for River Kings hockey.
It's back. Finally.
The home opener, baby.
Yes.
Let's show them what home ice advantage is.
Mm-hmm.
Find out more and get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com. Otherwise, show up at the Southwick County Rec Center. Let's show them what home ice advantage mm-hmm. is. Get your tickets for River Kings hockey all season long. If you can't get to the rink, we got you covered.
Yep.
WIRI, we got Mark Lochner and my man Seth here covering the games.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be good. And we got back-to-back days of them. Friday a game, and then Saturday we'll have a game.
Mm-hmm.
Here at WFHR, 12:30, we'll have Wisconsin men's football, the Badgers, mm-hmm. taking on Northwestern. Pregame will kick off at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to WIRI for more River Kings hockey, 6:59, that one will start.
Yep.
We'll talk about all of this on Playmakers
so
on Monday.
So much sports.
Yeah,
sports.
A lot of it. Sunday, great lineup for you as well. Of course, the Sunshine Polka Show at 1 o'clock. Be sure to catch that repeat. And then Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Seth, what is your theme this week?
My theme this week is the color green.
Ooh.
The color green. I hope people have noticed. I put a new promo out there for the show, and I'm going to start letting everyone know what the theme is each week as we go along here.
Give them
a heads up so they don't just have to hear about it in the morning. They can hear about it any time of the day.
I think that's a really fun way to do it.
Yeah, tune in 6 to 8 on Sunday to listen to my green show.
That's going
to
be good. That's
everything
be good.
Else is going green. I suppose I should too.
Nice. Nice of you to join. Nice. Did you get red-green on there? Did you happen to get...
No.
No? Okay. The deep cut. That's a deep cut.
That would be a deep cut. I do have a blue and green, a very cool song
nice.
That I just discovered that's really neat. So yeah, check it out.
Miles Davis has got a couple of blue and green songs. Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice.
And then join us from 8 to 9 for Director's Cut. This is the show that Seth and I tag teamed together, and this week we've got a really special guest that we just joined us.
this morning,
Kyler Cuzio was with us on the Sunrise Show this morning, and we encourage you to join us every Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
Had such a good time with her. I thought about this last night, and I threw the curveball at her and you, Seth. Hey, what if we turn this into a director's cut episode? Mm. You guys agreed, so we could do it.
Yeah, that's what's going to be on.
So if you missed the show this morning, have no worries. We're going to be playing a version of that for you this weekend.
Yep.
With director's cut, which you can join us from 8 to 10 for that. I think a great preview of that was this is kind of a part two of the Kyler interviews.
I would call it, because in the first one, you know, we were able to talk about general things, you know, about songwriting and stuff like that. The cool thing about this, not only is she performing live, which, I mean, that part is amazing. She's an amazing live artist.
Yeah.
But you get to talk a little more specifics this morning as well, which I thought, so it is a different interview for sure.
Yeah.
The thing I find is she's so self-assured with her interviewing. You know, not a lot of young artists have that. And man, is she good.
She really is. Yeah. Catch the interview this weekend, a director's cut. A lot of great music she played as well. 8 to 9, join us for director's cut every Sunday right here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. And catch Kyler this weekend. She's at Anduzzi's tonight in Kimberly at 7:30. She'll be at Casey's Coop in Denmark at 8 tomorrow. And she'll be at the Pea Patch. And she's also got a show at Hoozle's coming up.
Next weekend, right?
Yeah, next weekend. Mm-hmm. So be sure to catch her there at Hoozle's. I know I'll try to be there, and I hope to see you all there. And catch more of her at KylerCuzio.com. And big thank you to her.
Yes.
Some Veterans Day events going on this weekend, and today. In fact, kicking off in just moments from now at 10 a.m. at Assumption High School, they will be dedicating the legacy stones and 17 names on the Sheriff's Wall.
Mm. Very cool.
Appreciate that, and appreciate Assumption hosting this. The public was invited a while ago, so if you're there, you're there. If you want, you can still get down there.
Yep.
And a Veterans Day ceremony going on tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Veterans Park in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Going on today, Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 40th Anniversary Program. This will be held at McMillan Library here in Rapids this afternoon at 1:30. Mm-hmm. They're going to play We Were Soldiers, and then a panel of Vietnam veterans afterwards will be taking your questions.
Very cool.
Big thank you to them for their service and for them doing that.
Yep.
Seth, also we've got the spaghetti dinner this weekend.
The spaghetti dinner tomorrow at the VFW Hall from 4:30 to 7, and they're having a blood drive till 1 today also at VFW Post 2534. That goes to 1.
We appreciate